How you feel? How you feel in the sound? Baseline for the waistline right now. You know how we do, you know how we do when we give you them vibrations. Them early risings. Them risings in the morning, family. We ain't on time, we on rhythm, you gotta know that. You ain't gotta know, you just gotta know, you just gotta know, you just gotta know that. We ain't time, we on rhythm. To get inside the rhythm. We on time, we on rhythm. Everybody get in the rhythm and breath. Till there ain't nothing left. Till there ain't nothing left inside ya. Come in the rhythm, man. Come in the rhythm and breath. Give me the rhythm, man. Give me the rhythm and breath inside ya. Rhythm, man. Give me the rhythm and breath. Give me the rhythm, man. Don't ever chill on the little man. Don't ever lean on the little man. Don't ever lean on the little man. You just gotta walk with the rhythm, man. You just gotta walk with the rhythm, man, breath. Walk with the rhythm, man. You just gotta walk with the rhythm, man, breath. With the rhythm, man, breath. With the rhythm, man, breath. So there ain't nothing left inside ya. So there ain't nothing left inside you. So there ain't nothing left in here. Conversation, and you are listening to the highest frequency in the multiverse. Jazza! FM on your dial, family. Let's get it in. What do I me fika? What do I do? You better know. What do I me fika? What do I do? This is the theme song for your Jazza FM. What do I me fika? Who's arrived? The what do I do? That's right. I said, what do I me fika? What do I do? Yeah. What do I me fika? What do, that's my feature. People, that's my love. Love and that's my buzz. Buzz, that's my high. High, that's my sky. Sky, that's my peace. Peace, that's my being. That's my being, that's my being. That's my love, that's my presence. Anytime I come true, that's my essence. And anytime I come true, that's what I give. Anytime I come true, that's what I live. And anytime I come true, that's what I got. I love enough, enough stock. I love enough, enough abundance. And I can give you in this love then. I can feel it in the London. And I can feel it in Nairobi. And I can feel it in Accra. And I can feel it in the LA situations. Fam, it's always lituations. When we link up with them people that we love, you know that it's just what do I me fika. Hey, what people have arrived? The what do I do? Oh, inside. I said, what do I mefika? What do I do? You're listening to Too High to Go Hell, family. This is our musical broadcast, Chez FM, the highest frequency in the multiverse. And we are about counting down to the last days of the Too High to Go Hell podcast. Family, it has been a pleasure to be on this journey with you. It's been a pleasure to be on this journey with you for the last 4 years. Too High to Go Hell has been giving you the most honest approach, the most honest approach to spiritual health and spiritual enlightenment that this generation has seen. And I invite you to go back and listen to the podcast, see the actions behind the podcast, know the story behind the actions, and look at the fruits of that journey, family. This is not a conversation of right or wrong. This is a conversation of a man's trial, a man's journey, a man's heart. And I invite you to join me in the last days of this week as we close out the Too High to Go Hell podcast, Spiritual Health with Mikel, once and for all. Okay, this is it. And we close in, family. And I appreciate you. After this week, we head straight into the portal to go a bit deeper with those who have signed up to be a part of the whole experience. To anyone else who wants to sign up, family, you have until Friday to sign up. This means that you will get to take advantage of everything that this Too High to Go Hell portal has to offer until the end of March. The end of March is where the portal will be taking shape in other ways. We've got more music to come out. We've got content to come out. We've got books, the course, the master classes, and the master games, and some digital assets. That's right. We're going to be getting into all of that in this season, family. So if you want to be a part of that, if you want to be a part of that history, if you want to own a piece of the legacy of this last 4 years, which represents the foundations of Warojo House, you have until Friday to tap in, family. And then, yeah, we're going to keep it moving. But I want to lead you guys into, we're going vibration. It's Chez FM. Chez! It's the highest frequency in the multiverse. And I want to give thanks to the Too High to Go Hell podcast for not only birthing Warojo House, but for birthing the renaissance of the greatest spiritual game, Chez Warojo. Chez Warojo is to play with spirit. And it is an honor to the rhythm in which we, as a people of nature, always must abide by and submit to. So, family, if you're tuning in right now, family, we know the importance of affirmation. If you've been a part of Warojo House, this rising, family, I just want you to affirm something, and then we're going to get into it a bit more. Every Monday and Thursday, we do master classes and master games on my art and shadow work. So tap in. But I want you to repeat after me. Let's go. Let's do this. Say, I gonna love myself. Come on, family, let's go. Say, I'm gonna love myself. Say, I'm gonna love myself. I want you to repeat it. Say, I'm gonna love myself. Do it with your croaky morning voice. Come on. Say, I'm gonna love myself. Say it now. I can't hear you. Say, I'm gonna love myself. I'm gonna love myself. Say, I'm gonna love myself. This is where we jump into the opera now. Come on, girl, give me that, give me that. Say, I'm gonna love my, I'm gonna love my, I'm gonna love my. Say, I'm gonna love myself. I'm gonna love my, I'm gonna love my, I'm gonna love it. I'ma say, I'm gonna love myself. I'm gonna love it. I'm gonna love my, I'm gonna love it. I'ma love it. I say, I'm gonna love myself. I'm gonna love it. I'ma love it. I'ma love it. Say, I'm gonna love myself. Come on, say it now. I'm gonna love myself. Say it now. Say, I'm gonna love myself. Sing it now. Come on, I said, I'm gonna love myself. Say it now. Say, I'm gonna love myself. Say it now. Inside, I'm gonna say, I'm gonna love myself. I'm gonna love it. Say, I'm gonna love myself. I'm gonna love it. I'm gonna love it. I'm gonna love. Yeah. Come on. Say, I'm gonna love myself. Say, Nina Penda me. What? Say, Nina Penda me. Yo, big up the one true soul. I need to talk to you today. Nina Penda me. I need to talk to you today. Say, I say, Nataji Penda me. Cause I depend on me. With all this cash on me. Yes, I just splashed on me. Cause Nataji Penda me. Nina Penda me. I said, Nina Penda me. Hey! I said, Nina Penda. I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm gonna love myself. I'm gonna. Sing your affirmations, family. When you deal with the language of the spirit, we know that love, family, love, 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 love is defined as giving, seeking nothing in return, family. This is actually what my art as a spiritual principle represents. Giving, seeking nothing in return. That is the definition of love. Not what you like, not what you're affectionate to, but what you want to give in the name of what you will receive. Your giving, and we're not talking about the physical giving alone. We're talking about the kind of giving that you have no, you cannot stop yourself. Your very function as a human is love. And by definition, your very function as a human is giving. So the question is, what is it that you give on a daily, momentary basis that represents that principle of love? Let's start. You give your thoughts. There's not a day that goes by you don't have a thought. You give your actions. There's not a day goes by, a lazy or productive day, that you don't take an action. You give in intentions. There is not a day that goes by that you don't have an intention to do or will something into existence. Yes, you give with your practices. Yes, the things that you practice, family, that you dedicate your time to. And you give in your participation, the things that you energetically associate with and practice. This is how you give on a daily basis, family. And this, in essence, is how you love on a daily basis. So when we say love is giving, seeking nothing in return, you have to understand that giving is how you program life. You can only receive what you've given to life. So if you want peace, give peace. If you want wealth, give wealth. If you want abundance, give abundance. If you want unity, give unity. This is the principle of Ma'at. This is what this Spiritual Games company, this Ma'at lifestyle brand, is built on. When you see Waroho House, when you see this symbol, family, know that this is what it represents. When you see the symbol like this, the W is Waroho. Yes? Of the spirit. But when you flip that W upside down, it becomes an M, and that M represents Ma'at. The M has the intention going inside. Waroho is the result of that intention. That's why the droplet comes out at the other end. Ma'at is what we inject into every program, every experience, every game, every music, every piece of content. Ma'at is what is injected. The experience, which is of the heart of Ma'at, is what is the outcome. And that is known as Waroho. So this is the game that we're in, family. And I want you to know that. as we transition from this part, this point that we've been on for the last 4 years, two had to go hell, as we transition into a new game, family, I invite you guys to play Knowing the Developer, Ma'a. Inside, family. I hope you guys are in the game, family. We're going to continue with this vibration. I want you guys to come along and help me sing. This is the last week of Too High to Go Hell. This is the last week of Too High to Go Hell podcast, family. I want you guys to come along and help me sing the national anthem, the international anthem, the meta national. We got to start using meta now because it's omnipresence. It's not one place or another. It's the entire, you know what I'm saying? So this is the meta national anthem of Waroho House. Before I play this, yeah, because this, what I'm about to play has been the fundamental chant for the entire 4 years. In fact, the first podcast on Too High to Go Hell was this. Who could tell me in the comments? In the comments, you can win a prize right now. In fact, whoever tells me in the comments gets free entry into the next week's sermon. Jump into the comments. Do you know the name of the meta national anthem of Waroho House? What is it? Jump in the comments right now. Whoever gets it right gets free entry. Or if you're not in the country, you get to pass on free entry to next week's Too High to Go Hell music sermon. Let's go. What's the meta national anthem? What could it be? What song has led this entire program? Let's go. Who's in the game? Who is in the game?
You are listening to Too High to Go Hell.
Let's go. Ooh, I might as well do some. Let me do some. What they call that? ASMR. Should I do some ASMR? I can't believe this. guys, if enough people, like, I would do a whole ASMR with soundtracks. I'm gonna do a whole ASMR with my own soundtrack, like sounds and shit. Anyway, hold me to that. You guys might have to fund the project. I will literally spend a whole week just designing an ASMR album. That would be so hard. Anyway, everyone has currently got it wrong. I can't believe this. Everyone has currently got it wrong. Everyone's got it wrong. Cassie, disappointed in you. You've been there since the beginning, Cassie. Miss Beautifully Bad, I'm not sure who you are, but Miss Beautifully Bad, that was, do you know what? You guys aren't wrong. You're not wrong, but you're wrong. The whole album, nope. BBC, nope. All y'all got it wrong. All right, we're gonna do a small album. I'm gonna make you lot pay for it in advance. I swear to God, I'll make you pay for it in advance, and I will literally complete that. Just give me 1 week in the studio. We pay for the studio time, and we shut this shit down. I'll do a hard ASMR album. But so far, you lot got it wrong. And this is crazy. This is crazy. You lot all got it wrong. Let's go.
I can't believe they got it wrong. I cannot believe they got it wrong.
Cassie got it wrong, and she keeps getting it wrong. She should quit while she's ahead. I think Cassie should quit while she's ahead, because she got it wrong 5 times. She got it wrong 5 times. I'm going to play the song in the background really quietly for anybody who's listening in. I'm going to play the song in the background.
In fact, family,
can you hear it in the background? Can you hear it in the background yet, family? Can you hear it? This is a Zulu prayer by our sister Coco Denayo. I'm going to play you a different version, but you'll know the song when you hear it. It's not Rhythm of Love. Good guess. But everyone is wrong. This song is played on every single podcast. This song has been played on every single podcast. Every single podcast. Every single podcast. This song has been played since 2018, 2019. Listen closely. Listen closely.
Ngiyosabela ngisabele kule mimoya yokhumana nami qobo bese senza kwenzakala emakhosi amahle bese siyodala la kungadaleki khona ke bogogo senza imihlolo senza imanga zilapha esinyanga izizwe ke makhosi amakhulu sibe yinkosi evuse ezinye ke bogogo nabomkhulu inkosi evuselela ke bogogo nabomkhulu isintu sakwantu ke bogogo nabomkhulu isintu salahle ke mandulo ke makhosi amahle bese ngikhulekela kini ke bogogo nabomkhulu ngibiza ngivuselela amandla wenu ke bogogo ngoba ngiyazi ngumntwana ethongo ke bogogo ngingedwa ke makhosi amahle bese ngibiza nina ke bogogo ngivuselela amandla amakhulu ke bogogo ngithi ngawona amandla ke bogogo nabomkhulu ngiyoba yijaha ngibe yisoja ke bogogo elogijima ke bogogo nabomkhulu loveza iy'fiso zenu ke bogogo engazivuma ke bogogo ngisesibelethweni sikanina ke bogogo nabomkhulu ngoba kunina ngiyazi ke bogogo umsebenzi wenu asisiqalekiso ke bogogo nabomkhulu kodwa yisivumelano ngasenza ke bogogo nabomkhulu ngisasemoyeni ke makhosi amahle ngithi makhosi amakhulu kunina ngiyathemba kunina ngiyavuma kunina ngiyakholelwa ke makhosi amahle ngoba nina ke bogogo nabomkhulu ninabahle ke bogogo nabomkhulu ninabogogo nabomkhulu bondaba ezitha ke bogogo nabomkhulu ngisho ninabahle ke bogogo nabomkhulu abozulu ke bogogo nabomkhulu abondlanga amandla ke makhosi ngisho nina ke bogogo abokhinyatha ke bogogo abokhwama ke bogogo abobhiko kanjalo ngisho nina abomadida ke bogogo nabomkhulu nabomadiba abomadikizela ke bogogo indlovukazi ngiyabalinini abogugu labontathemolo ngiyabakadikhoshikhani bogugu ngiyabaka bomakhashabula bogugu baneshakibula bogugu abayenza isimanga ke bogogo nabomkhulu abanethi bemvula ke bogogo baletha imvula ke bogogo nabomkhulu kwaba elisomiso ezweni laba-afrika ke bogogo nabomkhulu ezweni lethu ke makhosi amahle ngithi bogogo nabomkhulu inkolo yami ukuthi mina nani zintweni zintweni. ngomlenye ke bogogo ngithi ke bogogo nabomkhulume ngiqhumene nani ke bogogo ngiqhumene nezuluqobo ke makhosi kuyoba kuhle kube mhlophe phezu kwakonke ngokwenzayo ke makhosi amahle ake sovuselela ke bogogo nabomkhulu abantwana ke bogogo nabomkhulu basekhaya ngisho bobani ke bogogo nabomkhulu abala ekhaya eAfrica ke bogogo nabomkhulu abasemazweni ke bogogo nabomkhulu abagogo nabomkhulu abantwana bethu ke bogogo nabomkhulu abantwana ke bogogo bombala ke bogogo nabomkhulu umbala omuhle ke bogogo umbala bemelenini ke makhosi amahle ngithi kule melenini ke makhosi amahle ke bogogo abayowazi amandla abo ke bogogo nabomkhulu ngoba bayinkanye siqobo ke bogogo nabomkhulu bayilanga ke bogogo nabomkhulu bayabanisa ke bogogo bayakhanyisa ke bogogo bayavezisa ke bogogo nabomkhulu bayaphumelisisa ke bogogo nabomkhulu bayenza kwenzakale ke bogogo nabomkhulu bathi mebathinta ke bogogo nabomkhulu bese kuba khona umehluko ke bogogo nabomkhulu bathi mebabamba ke makhosi amahle bese kuba khona imanga ke makhosi ngoba thina ke bogogo nabomkhulu sibantwana bezulu ke bogogo nabomkhulu singabantwana belanga libalele ke bogogo nabomkhulu singabantwana ke bogogo nabomkhulu bamanzi ke bogogo nabomkhulu abalethe impilo ke bogogo nabomkhulu simanzawe ke bogogo nabomkhulu simakhosi amakhulu ke bogogo nabomkhulu sitinzunza sikumshana sakuthama amantini sikumshako bhasa bogogwane thina ke makhosi amahle releseri rekhanya rekhanya releseri ribothobela bogogo rata mishel khoshini ngamuka bogogo karadzi ba re bana ba dikhoshi runa re thati ne bogogo u biyaje bogogo ke abalene na ke letshele tsha molele nkhona bogogo ke re tshwane bogogo tshwane araka bogogo ke teki ye dilo jane na ka mokholenya ka hore ke di ye wona bogogo ke abalene na ka muka bogogo le bontete molo ba ke batsibane le ba ke sabadzibini bogogo ke le setulo na salina bogogo le bontete molo ke re makhosi amakhulu ke makhosi amahle ngithi mzawuwe ka le mambe shikumshayina i cancile bogogwane lokhu ifamba na shikwembu shangwina bogogwane ngiyabonga ke makhosi ngoba ngihamba nezinkosi ezinkulu angengabazi ke bogogo nabomkhulu ngihamba nalabo abanamandla ke bogogo nabomkhulu amakhosi wezwe lonke ke bogogo ngabe ngiyanibiza nonke ngokulandelana ngithi izani nonke qhumanani nonke engibabize ngegama nalabo angabizanga ngegama ngibiza abamhlophe ngibiza abakhanyayo ngicamagusha ngithi kudede ubumnyama kuvele ukukhanya kube cosi kubele
Ashe Togozani, Gogo Denayo for that prayer. Family, this is special, and I'm going to speak to you about that just now. But for the sake of the audience, please. The now has just begun. The now has just begun. And it's only for a moment. Said it's only for a moment, yeah. The now has just begun. And it's only for a moment. Said it's only for a moment. Oh, now I remember the lyrics. Oh my gosh, now you remember the lyrics, yeah? Oh, now you lot of get, oh, now you're like, oh yeah, I remember that song. We used to sing it every day. Sing it every day during the pandemic, you know? The good old days in the pandemic. We used to sing it every day. Every day, just a little song. It took me through a couple of dark nights. I've been in the pandemic since 2018, I can't even lie to you. When the pandemic hit, I was like, yo, I've been here. Oh, y'all just felt this dark? Y'all just felt this dark now? I've been in the dark, bruh. I'm like, shit.
Here we go!
I've been isolated for 3 years. What y'all talking about? I'm ready to party. Where'll everybody go? I thought it was, oh, now you're going to Africa. Oh shit. I came back from Africa. Everyone decided they wanted to go. I was like, what happened? What's going on, guys? I've been telling you not to come for the. Yo.
Here we go.
Oh, now everyone's isolating. Now she said, oh my gosh, that was hilarious. I'm like, where y'all at? I came back to party. I came to London to turn up. You lot tried to be serious. God damn.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh. Anyway. Oh my God. Imagine coming back from school from the holidays to find out your whole city's just been like zombified. That's a nightmare. That's like a good movie, like a young boy, and maybe he's from the UK, maybe he goes to like Coventry or something, to uni or somewhere even more like more distant, you know what I'm saying? And he comes back to his ends and the whole ends is just full of zombies and he's trying to navigate where the fuck he's at because everything just went. Anyway, big up Gogo Denayo for that that wonderful prayer. A lot of people don't know Gogo Denayo. She is a Sangoma from Mzanzi, South Africa. Mzanzi is the real name for South Africa. So she's Sangoma. Sangoma is what would also be known as a shaman, but much more than that as well. Culturally and socially, a Sangoma, she is a very well-known Sangoma in Mzanzi, South Africa. And when I started this journey of Too High to Go Home again, there was two people. She was one of the first people that I interviewed for the podcast. Me and her was just shooting back and forth on this particular journey. She's a woman that when I was in the motherland, like I said, isolated, you know, isolating. She's someone who, again, it's crazy. Even though I've been in South Africa and I've been in her domain, like in terms of her area and stuff, I've actually never met her, coming to think of it. We've never met in the flesh, but we connected online and she loved, you know, the work that I do and my ability to translate what she knows as spiritually, because she knows it from a very archaic point of view, and I put it in terms that the zillennial can understand, and I think she really appreciated that, you know. And she called me her Sangoma, you know, which was crazy to me. Again, just her even saying that, you know, someone who's, she's like at the top of her game, and for her to say that to me, I was like, I took what I do a lot more serious, you know. And at the beginning of this podcast, I asked her to send a prayer to start this podcast series, because I knew we'd be going on this Too High to Go Hell journey. Like I said, it started off as an album, and then it led to podcasts from me just recording conversations with people that were near and dear. Do you get what I'm saying? And Gogo Denayo is someone who, when we connected, she was just going in. And so she sent that prayer request in, and that was it. You guys just heard it there. That was beautiful. That was beautiful, family. So that was Gogo Denayo, man. Really powerful. Really, really powerful. And this is it. This is Too High to Go Hell, man. The Midnight Podcast. You know what I'm saying? Big up everyone also who I originally got to do drops for me on the Too High to Go Hell podcast. I got so many drops from my friend and my people for this project that we've been using throughout this time. Have been used on the different audios and stuff like that. Like crazy. Who else? I want to big up Natasha Samaya, family. There's a sister that you hear me talking to at the beginning of the podcast. And we would just be in the studio, her, Maga. Again, Maga's an artist. Natasha, sister who was there locally. She lived in the same community as a studio. And again, we would just literally stay in the studio. I'd be recording, Mago would be there, she'd be there, and we'd just all be shooting the shit, man. And then we just I just started recording portions of the conversation. It would be that, and that is what led me on to do the spiritual health podcast on a day-to-day basis, because I was experiencing how those conversations were really actually helping me process things, even though we wasn't chatting about anything really. It was helping me, it put me on a rhythm that I was like, oh, I need to be doing this more. Just allowing my mind to download and shoot the shit, because as I'm creating and then I'm affirming, so there's some clarity that's happening and I need to keep this up. Again, for those of you who were listening in yesterday, I spoke about a very practical sexual game you can play with yourself. That's nothing to do with the physical body, but more to do with your own psychology. Understanding your highest intentions and pairing your highest intentions for yourself with your highest excitement, the things, yes, all the things that get you excited, that gear you up, that activate you. Pairing your highest excitement with your highest intentions will allow you to go on a heaven safari, literally a journey that constantly has you fulfilled and expanding through the fulfillment. It doesn't matter about what you get, what gets you excited, family. It's about how you channel that towards your highest intentions. And so me just being in the studio, making music all day, chatting to my brethren, like shooting the shit with no kind of purpose to it, but then channeling it in the direction of my highest intentions, which is about reculturing myself at the time. Again, reculturing myself, wanting to get to the best of myself, going back to nature, wanting to be free, wanting to understand myself even more, wanting to become the person that could really shift my world, the world around me, you know. And like, I've dedicated myself 10 years to being a world changer, right? That's this expression here. I've dedicated 10 years to that. And so me being in the motherland was the extension of that dedication. It's like, what the hell do I need to do to really change this world? And so Too High to Go Hell is a presentation of what I was looking at within myself in order to become that person, that man. And so that being my highest intentions, paired with these things, Too High to Go Hell and Cesar Rojo have been the outcomes of that journey. And so again, I want to bring people into this journey so that they can have an understanding of what it took me, not what it would take you, because I don't know your journey, everyone's in their own game, but what it took me. And in some ways I want this to be able to inspire more so the children who are also going to be facing similar battles, very uniquely designed battles, right? That I believe that this portal that we are now concluding after this season, when you have it and when you own it, if you have access to all of the information which I'm giving, from the archives, from the footage, to the artwork, to the book, to the music, to the podcast, if you have access to that, I feel like there's going to be so much that's going to be able to be derived from that. And I pray that people do, you know, because, like, you know, it's ours. Like, we're talking about every day for the last 2-3 years. That's how much content we're dealing with. 1 hour. 1 hour every day for the last 2 years. You get what I'm saying? And then Cesar Rojo every single day for 2 years. And then the content that comes in between that. And then the album, the music that's coming behind that. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah, family, I'm going to be using this digital space to allow people to own that in perpetuity. I'm going to be using this digital space, this new world that is opened up to us. I'm going to be using that space to allow people to own this body of work in perpetuity. yeah, because I think there's some people that have invested their time and energy. Sorry, family. Yeah, there's some people who've invested their time and energy into this space, and I want to give them the opportunity. Yeah, I want to give them the opportunity to participate and own that. You know what I mean? In new ways that weren't possible before. So yeah, like I said, family, we got until the end of this week. If you want to get into the Too High To Go Hell portal and be a part of that conversation and be a part of that legacy, then you have until Friday to do so. I've already discounted the entire portal, and you can also pay in installments. So get in the game if you want to get in the game. Yeah. Yeah. So much more, family. We're here all week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah? We're here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And that is it for the Too High To Go Hell portal. That is it for the Too High To Go Hell podcast aspect. And then we jump into the portal, where we're going to be dealing with the master classes, the master games, and the master music. And the master book. You know what I'm saying? We're getting in. So let's run some more beautiful rhythms for you guys. Ooh. You know what? I'm going to run into some audio. This is from the audio journal. I want to see if it actually plays. If it plays, it plays. But I'm going to play some audio in the background, family. This is like a voice. No, like I said, that also that's coming with this is an audio journal. I'm going to be releasing audio that's just on my phone from this just journey, so people can actually hear, you know, the things that have been spoken about on this journey as well, because it's another learning tool, learning experience, and that's what I want. So, yeah, let me see if this rhythm plays. If it does, it's not even a rhythm, it's just a portal, but let's get it in. Listen, this will be fun. How long we got left? Yeah, let's see if we can get into this.
About me. Write songs for you. If it's really genuine, yes, let them write songs for you.
So, in some context, this is an audio from Village Link Up in Kenya. We were just freestyling at my friend's house. Big up Kirby Mahasi, big up Kizazi, big up Wanyama. This was actually Easter. We was in Easter in Kenya. We was hosting a couple of people from London. And so, yeah, some audio from the audio journal, family.
Let them talk about you in the hills. Let them talk about you in the fields. Fuck how they feel right now, because your energy is just way too real. They can't deal with your better self. Yes, your energy and spirit can never die. So don't worry about how other people feel inside. When they look at you, trust me, they see the truth. Even if they want to hide and can't admit to you how you make them feel, how real you touch them right now. When you touch and feel, kiss and hug them, love and love them, verbs, and you just do it. Yeah, you don't need them to come and just prove it. Yeah, it's all real once you make it that way. What's your intentions? Keep walking that way, don't pretend thin. Keep walking that way and don't go astray from where your God is leading you today. Yo, so let them sing about you, let them bring about you, let them think about you, let them go in their feels about how they feel. Let them know it's real, let them know it's real. 100. Sing about me. Love is in the air, love is in the air, love is in the air, love is in the air. Love is in the air, love is in the air, sing it, yeah. Love is in the air, love is in the air, yeah. Love is in the air, said love is in the air. Love is in the air, said love is in the air. Love is in the air.
Old time Mona Lisa.
Any lovers in here, keep your love in the air, keep your love in the air. Why don't you love with no care? Why don't you love with no care? Keep your love in the air. If there's any lovers in here, keep that love in the air. Let them love in the air. Put some love in the air. Let them love in your hair. Put that love everywhere. Let them feel you swear. Yeah, there's love in the air. You just love with no care. You just love with no fear. It can't be love with no fear. It can't be fear with no love. It can't be love with no fear. So you just love it in here. Keep your love in the air. Air. Keep your love in the air. Keep your love in the air.
They
keep
can't
your
be love with no tears.
They can't be love.
So many years. I'm never gonna be fair. I don't wanna live with this fear. Can't be love with no fear. Can't be love with no pain. Can't be love with no sight. Can't be love with no gains. Can't be love with no pain. Got for so many years.
Yes.
Can't be love with no fear.
Yeah.
I know that you are here.
Yes.
Can't be love with no fear. If you ain't present in here.
Yes.
You invested in here. Invested in that, that's the spiritual realm.
Yeah.
Going out of my realm.
Yes.
My head is crazy right now.
Come on.
But I know that I can see.
Mm.
I'm seeing sighter right now.
Yes.
I'm seeing brighter right now.
Yes.
I'm feeling lighter right now. Maybe it's Jabba right now. Maybe I'm just so gifted. Maybe I'm feeling uplifted. Maybe I'm feeling inspired. Maybe I'm over the wire. Maybe I'm here, I'm fine. Maybe I'm water today. Maybe I'm earth tomorrow. Maybe I'm hotter than day. Maybe I mold like clay. Maybe I'm softer than hay. Maybe I'm going like hay.
Wait. Just keep the love in the air. Keep the love in the air.
I will sing about me.
Yes, Kirby, man. Oh my gosh.
Promise
that you will. Just keep your love in the air. 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 Is there any love in the air? Keep your love in the air. Won't you love with no care? Keep that love in the air. Just keep your love in the air. Keep your love in the air. Keep your love in the air. Love in the air. Keep your love in the air. Love in the air.
The podcast you just heard was made using.
Big up, family. Big up, big up, big up. Hey, that was a vibe. That was a vibe. Again, that was some Shuffle God business, you know. So that was nice and surprising for me. Family, we are in the game. We've got about 15 minutes left. You don't know. I think we set the intentions right, family. Man, I'm not more for set to uno. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But family, we are in the game, and this is the highest frequency in the multiverse, Chez FM. Next week, Friday, family, we got our first Too High to Go Hell music portal. We're doing a music sermon, family, live at Brixton Street Gym. Come through, family. Just so you know, if you got a flight jacket, that's your entry ticket, innit? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I can't leave you outside with one of these on, you know? So if you got your flight jacket, family, that's a free entry to next week's music sermon as well, family. You could cop that or cop that. Either way, they're both available to cop right now. I'm doing shippings today. As well, so whoever's caught one today, you'll be receiving that this week as well. Where should we go though, man? Where should we go? I don't even know where to go. Well, let me take over from here, Mikhail. You've been really at it this morning, family. You've been listening to Chez FM with myself, Mr. Energy. That was a good, great song by Mikhail from his Too High to Go Hell audio journal. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. He will be presenting this as digital assets for you to participate in the legacy of what has been his most transformative portal piece yet. Mikhail, we're dealing with an album, a book, masterclasses, master games, an entire spiritual curriculum, Damn, Mikhail, you really, really, really gave yourself to it. Family, this is myself, Energy. Big up those who have been tuned in. This is, like I said, the last week, unfortunately, of the Chess FM aspect of the Too High to Girl portal. Mikhail, I really thank you for opening it up. And what can we get into now just for the people? Well, do you know what, bro? Let's go to the people, innit? Like, let's go to the people, ask them what they want to hear. Well, you know, sometimes they don't know, Mikhail. Sometimes you just got to just drop it on them, you know? Well, do you know what, bro? I'm feeling good, innit? So, you know, like, let them decide. Let them jump in the comments. If they want to hear a rhythm, let's run it. Me, personally, right now, I don't know. I feel like I want to hear something nice and easy. What do you think? What do you think? I don't know, Mikhail. You got to let me know what you're aiming at, my brother. Let's go to the comments. Jump in the comments, family. Let me know what you want to hear. We got 10 minutes left. What's the vibrations? How we easing people out? Yeah, we're going to get into some other stuff as well this week. We got 2 more days, so we're going to go in. We got to go in. It's got to be good. It's got to be quick. It's got to be neat. Yes, it is. Let's jump in the comments, family. You don't know what time it ain't. Let's go. Promise that you will sing about me. If there's no suggestions, we're just going to close out very simply. Peace in, family. Love out.
The Midnight Podcast. Or should I say Dreamcast?
This is no place for a girl like you. This is no place for a guy like me. Heaven's your right. Heaven's your right. Can we escape? Let's do it today. Can we escape? Can we escape? Let's do it today. Heaven's your right. Can we escape? Heaven's your right.
Welcome, family, to the Heaven Simulation. Sit up straight. Relax your body. Look your eyes into your third eye and keep breathing. In through the nose, out through the nose. Making sure you are on rhythm with the vibration and the tones of the sounds you hear. This is the Heaven Simulation. What does heaven look like to you? I want you to picture it in your mind. Take yourself
at one with all that surrounds you. Being at one with all events, people and things. Knowing that you are a vessel of heaven.
Aisha family, Santi Sana for tuning in. See you tomorrow.
Heaven is your right.